this is a new topic for us. What we've been trying to do is to help people come to grips with, just like you were talking about, remembering passwords. You know, it used to be that you had maybe one or two passwords to remember, maybe for email and getting on your computer in the morning. And increasingly, we have dozens and dozens of different passwords that we have to remember. I can, speaking for myself, you know, I have all sorts of passwords for work. I have passwords for my personal life, mm-hmm. for banking and for online shopping.
Yeah, they don't all have the same characteristic necessities. In other words, you can't just, if you could just use one, it'd be great. But sometimes you can't because they want so many characters with a letter and a curly Q thing. And so you can't use the same password over and over.
That's right. A lot of different systems have different requirements, and so what works on one doesn't work for another. And then a lot of systems have expirations, especially in a work environment. So you change this password every 40 days, but you change another password every 60 days and another one every 90 days. So you're changing different ones all the time, but really from a security perspective, using the same password for all of your accounts is really not a good idea. If an attacker were to get one of your passwords, say for your shopping, and you use that same password for email and for banking and for other things, then that attacker might be able to get access to those things too.
Right.
So, you know, in security, it's always this balance between what's convenient for the users and what is more secure.
And so what are your suggestions?
Well, you know, it's really tough with passwords because we do have so many that we need to remember. And it like you were saying, with sticky notes and things, yeah, putting a sticky note with your passwords on the monitor is a bad idea. But really, writing down your passwords is not the worst idea if you keep your list of passwords in a secure location. So if you have passwords, say, at home for online banking and things like that, you know, if you've got that locked in a little fire safe or something like that, it's perfectly secure to do that. There are also these little password management utility programs that you can put on your computer, and you can actually store your passwords in that program, and it encrypts them so that they're secure, and then you can retrieve them from the program as you need them. So I actually use one of those myself for all of my personal accounts, so I don't have to remember all those passwords. And I can make the passwords really long and complex and just save them in there and retrieve them when I need them.
Now, for federal agencies, a lot of them are moving away from this password because of the HSPD-12, the Secure Identification Card. Mm-hmm. Do you guys address the digital certificate, the public key infrastructure piece of how to really, the better way to get rid of your passwords and manage kind of authorization and verification?
We have other publications that talk about the other forms of authentication. We do... You know, and this publication is strictly about sort of managing the problem that we have today. But we do talk a little bit in here and certainly in other publications about, yeah, we, you know, really need to be moving away from passwords. I mean, you're never going to eliminate passwords altogether, but there's just, it's so hard to protect passwords, and there's much better ways of authenticating users out there. So certainly we all need to be thinking about not being so dependent on passwords and going to things like the new PIV cards, where you have a card that you can use to authenticate instead of passwords. And that's pretty convenient too, because it's just something that you carry with you, you slide through a computer, and you don't have to be remembering 30 or 40 different passwords.
And so until that migration happens and agencies still have to, you know, use passwords in order to get authentication, these guidelines were issued for that purpose, just to give agencies some way to manage all of that?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so are they, they're in a link that we will pass along on federalnewsradio.com. And are you author, beside, you know, telling people to write things down and put them in a safe location, are there other things that you want to highlight for us this morning?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things that we talk about in the publication, you know, the focus of the publication isn't so much on what end users can do, it's on what the organization can do. And so we talk a lot in there about policy. You know, it's really important for organizations to think hard about their password policy, the requirements that they're putting on their users. You know, there are, it's important to set a sound policy that, again, it's providing the right level of security, but it's not being overly inconvenient to users.
So is this is a special publication, or is this, where does this fit into the NIST publications, and is there a comment period that's open?
This is a special publication, which means that it's recommendations and guidelines for the agencies. The public comment period opened a few weeks ago, or actually I guess last week, and we're requesting all comments to be in by the end of May. And when I'm sure when you give out the URL, you know, that we have an announcement up, we have the email address for comments and all that on our website.